Nimsa, we see therefore she'ikar kabolas oyer hanekudanal hu al yedei shalom, that the main prerequisite for Klal Yisrael to be able to receive this light from within yourself, number one, from other Jews and from the tzaddik, it's dependent on shalom. There has to be peace within yourself, number one, first. Like Elianovi said, how long are you guys going to be poiseach al shtei sifim? A person has to be in a place, not bouncing back and forth, one day religious, one day not religious. There's no peace, he's not in a state of peace. He can't receive from the light of his own neshama, number one. And then when there isn't peace among Jews, then they can't receive from each other. They can't receive and give from each other. And when he's not at peace with the tzaddik, then he certainly can't receive from him. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei hamachloikes v'hamariva, b'chinas mei mariva, gormu shegam moishetur. And therefore, because of the machloikes that was going on among the Jewish people in the Midbar, constant fighting, constant arguing, constant complaining, that caused even Moshe Rabbeinu to make a mistake in a sense. V'hiko es hatzur, and he struck the rock, v'loidiber bepiv. He didn't use what he was supposed to use. He didn't use the mouth. He didn't speak. V'ideizeh nigzar shelo yichnois loretz. And because of that, Hashem decreed that he should not go into Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom hamokoim lekabel oyer hanekuda b'shleimus, which is the place where a person can receive the light of Hashem on the highest level possible. V'im hoya Moshe nichnas imohem loretz, and if Moshe Rabbeinu had gone into Eretz Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, hoyu mekablim mimenu shom oyer hanekuda b'shleimus, the Jews would have received from Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael 1,000,000,000 watts. They would have received the light b'shleimus, v'hoyu nistakin hakoil, and everything would have been fixed. U'bavoynoseinu, however, unfortunately, due to our sins, al yedei hamachloikis, gormu shaloi nichnas Moshe mam l'Eretz Yisrael. That's what caused the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did not come into Eretz Yisrael with us. Shal yedei zeh golinu me'artzeinu, which resulted in the fact that even though we went into Eretz Yisrael, we got evicted shortly after. We got thrown out again and again. V'chein b'chol doyer v'doyer. Rav Nosson Zal says, history repeats itself. Boim tzadikei emes, in each generation there are true tzadikim who come, shehein bechinas Moshe, who are like Moshe Rabbeinu, bechinas nekuda haklolis, where they represent the total kedusha of all of Klal Yisrael. It's like all 600,000 Jews rolled into one. That's what the tzadik is. And because these tzadikim in every generation have so much power, because of this there's zeicha to rectify many, many nefashos. Umachzir noisim betshuva, and they get them to do tshuva. Ubekoicham hagodol hoyicholim lesakin hakoil, and these tzaddikim have such great power that they have the potential to fix everything. Achalidei hamachlokes goyrim mashegoyrim rachmon letzlan. However, because of the machlokes that follows us in every generation, that causes the damage that it causes. Hamokoim yirachem v'yislach lohem. May Hashem have pity and forgive all those who participated in those machlokes. V'yisabev sibois letoiva, and may Hashem set up circumstances in such a way sheyistakein hakoil, that everything should be able to get fixed. V'alkein bikesh Moshe. Take a look when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you're about to leave the world. Moshe Rabbeinu makes one request of Hashem. Yifkoid Hashem Elokei Horuchois Ish Al Hoedah. May Hashem, who is the Hashem of all the different Ruchois, all the different spirits, may Hashem appoint a person over Klal Yisrael. Upirish Rashi. Rashi asks there, what's the requirements? What kind of resume do you have to be the leader of all of Klal Yisrael? Rashi says one thing, quoting the Gemara, "Sheyodea lahaloich neged ruchoi shel kol echod v'echod." It's got to be a person who knows how to relate to every different Jew. Jews are not the same. They're not supposed to be the same. All Jews are not supposed to wear black, and all Jews are not supposed to wear blue. That was never the intention. And when Moshe Rabbeinu asks for a leader, he says, "Elokei haruchois give them isha sheruach boy. The Gemara says it has to be someone who knows how to relate to every different person. Hainu sheyuchal lohoyer hanekuda believe kol echad miYisrael. We're talking about a tzaddik, a manhig, who will know how to shine the light, the holiness, into every single individual Jew. Ki hanekuda hu bechinas ruach elikim. Just like Hashem is for everybody, Hashem can relate to every different person. The true tzaddikim who follow Hashem's example, they also recognize the differences between everybody, and they know how to relate to every single person.